Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Sioux Falls Humane Society is highlighting their centennial year with a full week of events that includes everything from free will adoptions to a kitty carnival. And joining us to discuss the Society's mission and events surrounding the 100th year anniversary, Allison Wyant. She is Special Events Coordinator for the Sioux Falls Humane Society. Allison, welcome.
Thank you.
Also with us, Dana Kunzum. She's the Society's Volunteer Coordinator. Welcome, Dana.
Welcome. Thank you.
Well, happy 100 years. You haven't been there for 100 years.
No, not that long.
When you think back to that history, though, that's something significant as far as how early in South Dakota this organization existed and was trying to figure out what to do with pets who need homes.
Yeah.
Think back for a minute to that. How much do you think has probably changed?
I mean, we've done a couple of stories so far in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, we have one of our coworkers just spent a lot of time online clicking through old newspaper articles. And she just created a 100-page book that you can actually see at the Humane Society of past articles about the Humane Society. So that kind of gave us a really good glimpse into what things used to be like. And the Humane Society did work before 1919. There was a couple years before that where there was still work being done, that's starting to be done, but it wasn't officially established as an organization until 1919. But you look now, even into where we've come, even the buildings that we've been in, this is our, I think, fourth location. And even now we're trying to, you know, expand and get it to be a little bit bigger than what it is. And I think it has changed a lot in 100 years. Yeah.
So many lives you have touched. My dog is a Humane Society dog, and she turned 15 just last week.
Awesome.
So she's a nice old lady.
Yeah.
And I still can think about what that day was like to sort of pick her up and carry her home from that. The giddiness that you have as you're sort of being interviewed, you know, I remember they're asking us, like, what is your intention? You know, is this a watchdog? Is this a companion dog? And we're like, companion. And then she turned out to be a really good watchdog, too.
Yeah.
This was something she was really good at, picking up anything that was happening outside the house. You must hear stories about that all the time. I mean, there's sad stories of abandoned pets and abused pets as well. But you also get the joy.
We do.
Yeah, we have a couple of dogs that we hear back every couple of weeks, how they're doing in the home, how the training's going, giving us updates. And it's wonderful to see those. We always ask for updates because, you know, these dogs were with us, and even the cats and the small animals, we get attached to them, and we hope to hear back from the owners eventually on how they're doing.
Nice. Tell us a little bit about volunteers, because I know so many people want to volunteer for the Humane Society and want to know what those parameters are.
Yeah, so we are looking for dedicated volunteers that are willing to give at least 4 hours a month of their time and just come out, and so we can see them all the time so they can get to know the animals, because then they can form relationships and help us figure out, like, what kind of home should this animal go to? They help us with training, and the animals are so much better behaved if they know the person that they're working with, and their true personalities come out when they're comfortable. And that is our big mission at the shelter, is to make sure they're comfortable while they wait for their home. So having volunteers that can do that and can come out and be very dedicated is very important to us.
How old do you have to be? Because I know lots of
kids
want to help.
Lots of kids. So for kids, the youngest you can be is 12. So 12 to 15, you have to have an adult with you. So the adult has to come out every time you come out and volunteer with you. And then 16 plus, you don't need an adult. You do have to fill out an application in order to become a volunteer. You have to do an orientation class to learn all of the rules and how to go about volunteering. And then once you've done that orientation class, you can come in whenever you'd like to, just as long as you're getting those 4 hours a month. So we're very flexible with, like, work or after school activities and things like that. So it's a fun thing to do with your kids.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the Humane Society today, because it's a hopping place today. You've got some special activities.
It is. Well, and another thing about the volunteer, like, they can get that a couple different ways too. So they can get that, like, the hours. They can do, like, walking dogs, cuddling cats. They also can help us out at events. Like, we're always looking for people to help out at events too. So even if someone's like, I love animals and I'm allergic to cats. Okay. Like, I can't even step foot in there. Like, we would love to have you come help out at one of our events. And we have a couple events that, like, animals, like, they don't come to our poker run. So, like, that might be a good one to volunteer. So,
yeah, you can also do, like, fundraising events for us. I count that as volunteer time and doing fundraising events. Yeah. You can make blankets at home.
Doing
for us. Yeah, doing pickups, putting up posters. There's a lot of other activities other than just being with the animals. So, if you are unsure.
Everyone does love being with the animals.
Yeah, if you're unsure if being with the animals is the right choice for you, just contact me and we'll have a conversation on where you can help us out at.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Talk about the adoption today. Yeah.
This whole week is our centennial week. So we started out with a microchip clinic on Sunday, free microchip clinic at Schulte Subaru. They're a big supporter for us. And, I mean, we microchipped between 90 and 100 animals, I think.
Yeah.
And First Premier was our big sponsor for that. So they paid for some of the microchips. And so, I mean, it just goes to show some of the really great partnerships we have. Monday was a Beethoven movie night at West Mall 7, plus Free Will Small Animal Adoptions. Yesterday we were actually closed for the day for cleaning, but we had a rescue community night. So we invited some of the local rescues that we've worked with in the past to kind of just get together and get to know one another, build connections. And we did that at Josiah's, and that was just really fun because there's so many that I haven't gotten a chance to meet yet. Today and tomorrow are free will dog adoptions. It's never happened before and probably won't happen again. but
every 100 years.
Every 100 years. Yeah. And so we have like an ongoing free will cat adoption thing going on right now. So if you want a cat, it's kind of like there's really no end date in sight. Maybe a summer thing. There's really no end date yet. And this is the first time we've done it for dogs and kind of just as like celebrating 100 years and wanting to get a lot of dogs adopted. There's a lot of, we put in a lot to animals when they come in. So we get questions about their adoption fees sometimes. And this is why we don't tend to do free will dog adoptions, because we spay and neuter everything before it goes out now. So that's like a $200 procedure. Mm-hmm. And then there's the rabies shots, microchips, dewormer, frontline, nail trims. If they get kennel cough or an upper respiratory infection while we're there, you know, treating them with the medicine. And so people always ask about like, well, why is this dog more expensive? Or why is this higher than cats? Or, you know, questions like that. And those are really good questions. And I think it's helpful to know like everything that goes into an adoption. We don't make money off of it. It's we're just wanting to help them get adopted, but also put a lot of money into them while they're there too. And so we're needing to.
This is a good reminder for people who are adopting pets. This is not a free, kitten that you take home. There are going to be expenses. This is now
it's a 15-year commitment essentially that you're signing up for. Like this is a kid for the next 15 years. And there's,
you do have to fill out our adoption application and be pre-approved in order to go back and see the animals. So you kind of get to talk with our adoption counselors and make sure that you're picking the right animal for your family.
Let's talk about that a little bit. So if you're thinking about going down and checking out the animals, and maybe this is what sort of questions should people be asking before they even go to the Humane Society? Because once you're there, it can be hard to resist whatever you've immediately fallen, whomever you've immediately fallen in love with. And especially if you bring more than one person or kids, that could be stressful. Yeah. So before you even go to the Humane Society, you're thinking about adopting a pet. What sort of questions should you be asking?
A big one is like financial question. Like, are you able to support this animal? There was like a recent study or thing that I read, like vet care can cost like a couple, $100 or $1,000 annually. Depending on what procedures need to be done and what vaccines you need. And so, you can go get a cat and pay $10. But they need food every week. They need to be updated on their vaccine. So a big thing is like financially, is this something that you can do for 15 years. Second, like kids and family, like are they, you should go collectively to the Humane Society to pick out an animal. We always talk about not giving an animal as a gift. Don't give one as a Christmas present. Sometimes the people aren't ready. Sometimes the animal and the person doesn't mesh well. And so like go collectively as a family to pick one out. And then
make sure you have like the time to take care of the animal. Yeah. Like if you get off work, do you have time to take that dog for a walk before you go to bed?
Or
go as a family, go for a walk. Yeah.
Do you travel for work? And, sometimes, you know, like if, I think one of the things that pulls at my heart is when someone's moving and they have to give up their animal. I'm like, can you find a different apartment? And I know sometimes they can't, but like, right. Can you find a place that allows pets so that you can take your pets with you? So those are all things I think to consider.
And all those unexpected things, you know, and then when they do get older, as having a 15-year-old dog, you know, there's old lady problems now.
Yeah.
And she has a little dementia. So now we're dealing with she looks like she's acting like a puppy again because, you know, just like a human with a dementia, they, you know, regress to. And so now she has puppy behavior that you're like, So there's
didn't expect this to come 15 years later,
but now she's so much part of our lives that there's no question anymore. But that bond has to be strong, and you have to be willing to understand that they also get sick.
And then also like what things we ask the center application too. But is there any like behavioral things that you aren't willing to deal with? No. Like are they potty trained? Do they have food guarding issues? Do they not like to give up their toys or their food? Are you willing to take the time to introduce them to the other animals that you have at home? For a dog, you have to do a dog intro at the Humane Society anyways. But like, you know, if you're bringing home a cat or a dog and you already have a cat at home, will you take the time? It's going to take more than 24 hours for them to adjust to each other. So do you have the patience to like have them get along and the patience to potty train? And so that's one of the things we asked on our application too, of like, what are you willing to
do? You have your favorites? Do you get attached to animals in the shelter individually? You make those connections? Occupational hazard.
And like when they get adopted, it's bittersweet because it's you're happy to see them go home, but you love them. And then so other events for this week, we have bingo night at Burnside Bingo, and we've never done a bingo night, so that'll be fun. And then I wanted you to talk about tours and the carnival.
This Saturday we will be doing tours at the Humane Society, I believe from noon to 3.
I thought it was 1 to 4.
1 to 4, yes. Noon to 3 is the carnival. 1 to 4 is the tour. So this Saturday, 1 to 4 is the free public tours of the Humane Society. They happen basically every 20 minutes, and I have volunteers that will take you back into the shelter area. We'll show you around, give you some information. The tours will last about 15, 20 minutes, and you just kind of get a glimpse into what the shelter is like. And then on Sunday, June 30th, is the carnival. And annual carnival, and we're gonna have food trucks and a cotton candy man, face painting, all kinds of different businesses are gonna be doing. Yes, all kinds of different businesses are gonna be doing different booths that have carnival games. It's a free will donation entry, so whatever you can give, just come on out and have some fun with us.
And one of the educational things that I'm picking up here is even if you can't adopt or if you've already adopted a dog, I'm not in the market for another dog because I have this beautiful 15-year-old pet, is the awareness of taking care of pets and the continued, the people showing up with a passion for either donating supplies or making blankets or helping make connections for other people.
We do try and do like educational components, we try and talk about microchips a lot. I mean, this next week we will see a huge number of strays come in because it's always the 4th of July we see a ton of stray animals come in because they get so spooked from the fireworks and take off.
It's the worst day of the year for my dog.
Poor thing. We really push for microchips, especially around this time because we just, mm-hmm. we know how many we're going to be full of stray dogs right. next Sweet. Friday, yeah. mm-hmm. You know, the day after the 4th of July. So we really
yeah, and you
push
can,
for that.
Yep. You can get microchips done at the Humane Society for $20. Yeah, just come on up with your dog. It's $20.
You don't need
an appointment.
Too old?
No,
not too old.
Not too old.
Especially if she has a little dementia now.
Yeah.
She might not remember how to get home.
So, like, you don't need an appointment. You can bring her in. It's $20. Takes like 2 minutes.
We will microchip the pet.
Yes.
You've convinced me. Yes. All right. Any last thoughts? People can find you online. Where? Send them to the right place.
SFHumaneSociety.com. The adoption pages are updated actively. Every day of the week we upload animals, typically Monday through Friday. That'll be updated on the weekend, which ones have been adopted, and then we'll upload the new ones every day, Monday through Friday. So it's a great place to look. Check every day, be on top of it. It changes every day who's there. Yeah. So.
And check out on our annual events, there's the centennial page that has all the information on what's going on this week and the different ways that you can come and have fun with us.
Give and participate. Mm-hmm. So,
Allison and Dana, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Happy 100 years.
Thank you. I can't take much credit for that, but thank you.